A baser meaning has been read into these characters, the literal sense of which decency can safely scarcely hint. It has been blurtingly bruited by certain wisecrackers, the stinks of Mohorat are in the night plots of the morning, that he suffered from a vile disease. Asthma unmannered them. To such a suggestion, the one self-respecting answer is to affirm that there are certain statements which ought not to be, and one should like to hope to be able to add, ought not to be allowed to be made. Nor have his detractors, who, an imperfectly warm-blooded race, apparently conceive him as a great white caterpillar, capable of any and every enormity in the calendar, recorded to the discredit of the Juke and Kellekek families, mended their case by insinuating that, alternately, he lay at one time under the ludicrous imputation of annoying Welsh fusiliers in the People's Park. Hey, hey, hey! Hawk, hawk, hawk! Fawn and Flora on the lee love that little old jock. To anyone who knew and loved the Christ-likeness of the big, clean-minded giant H.C. Earwicker, throughout his excellency long, vice-fregal existence, the mere suggestion of him as a lust sleuth nosing for trouble in a booby-trap rings particularly preposterous. Truth beard on prophet compels one to add that there is said to have been quondam, pafuit, some case of the kind implicating, it is interdum believed, acquittum, if he did not exist it would be necessary quantium to invent him. About that time, stambuling around dumbling in leaky sneakers with his tark record, who has remained topantically anonymous, but let us hew him, Abdullah Gamalarksky was, it is stated, posted at Malin's at the instance of watch warriors of the Vigilance Committee, and years afterward cries one even greater. Ibid, a commander of the frightful, seemingly unto such as were Sulhane sated, troped head fiat, waiting his first of the month frood's turn for that chop pa kabaks alacubi on the old house for the charge hard, roach haddocks off Hawkins Street.